forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. High of 42 this afternoon under cloudy skies, north winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight, mixed precipitation possible at times, 18. Sunny skies tomorrow, 41. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 41.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas State University has announced a new interim faculty athletic supervisor to take effect immediately. As WIBW reports, that Shauna Jordan, the assistant dean of the College of Health and Human Services, has been named to be the interim faculty athletics representative to take effect immediately. Jordan has been with the K-State Athletics, along with the Big 12 Conference on Academic Integrity, Rules and Compliance, along with the Student Athlete Welfare. After the announcement, officially released a statement saying, quote, I am looking forward to reconnecting with athletics in this role as I began my career at K-State with athletics before transitioning to the academic side. This opportunity allows me to continue with my passion for helping students here at the university. In other news, with Valentine's just right around the corner, cities here in the state of Kansas have been ranked for some of the best Valentine's Day spots in the nation. As WIBW reports, that Kansas City has been ranked 59th overall nationwide in categories of activities, gift accessibility, along with weather forecasts. Wichita, Kansas was ranked 68th in the nation for budget and activities.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty Eck Ford is the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for, online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all, our finance team will help you with the best finance options available to you. Need your car serviced? Rusty Eck Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Do not trust your collision repairs to just any body shop. Our certified professionals can have it done quickly and accurately. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 2 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
19-year-old Jalon Elmore from Olathe, Kansas, who's accused of shooting a school resource officer during an incident at a Kansas high school, pleaded not guilty and is now set for trial. KAKE News reports the plea agreement came down on Monday during a preliminary hearing on charges of attempted capital murder, felony possession of a firearm, and 2 counts of criminal use of a weapon. According to the court documents, he is accused of shooting the school resource officer Eric Clark back on March 4th of last year in the assistant principal's office at Olathe East High School. According to prosecutors in the case, Elmore, who was a senior at the time, was called to the office when he refused to allow school officials to search the backpack after reports that he had a gun. The trial is scheduled for April 10th and is being held on a $1 million bond. In other news, Kingman State Fishing Lake in the state of Kansas may be seeing some aquatic habitat and fishing condition upgrades as the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks released a statement saying that they plan to fully renovate the body of water. KSNT News reports that the department did release a statement saying that during the renovations, the daily creel limits and size limits are temporarily removed.
Deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. After near 8 hours of discussing and over 100 individuals testifying in the Nebraska Legislature's Health and Human Services Committee regarding an abortion bill, the legislature has decided to set the bill aside for the so-called heartbeat bill. The Nebraska News Channel, Nebraska.com, reports the bill would ban the abortion once cardiac activity can be detected by an embryo, which is roughly 6 weeks into a pregnancy. The effort failed in a vote on the legislative floor last week, with backers of the ban countering that the bill does not include criminal penalties for women who receive abortions or doctors who perform them. Opponents of the bill urged individuals to come and speak out at the testimony on the restriction of abortion rights in the state. In other news, Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen has partnered with Huskers head coach Tom Osborne on a, quote, major mentoring initiative. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that the governor is adding $5 million to the annual budget and providing competitive grants that encourage mentorships within Nebraska schools.
Here's another Scott Auction. Scott Auction will be conducting the 31st Annual Farm and Industrial Equipment Auction on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, February the 13th, 14th, and 15th at the Garden City Regional Airport, Garden City, Kansas. Consignments include farm and antique tractors, harvest equipment, combines, grain carts and headers, industrial equipment, high loaders, skid steers, forklifts, backhoes, and dozers. Dozens of pieces of tillage, row crop and hay equipment, planters and drills, toolbars and cultivators, plows, discs, sweeps and field conditioners, swathers, balers, wheel rakes and mowers, semis, trucks, pickups and SUVs, grain, livestock, flatbed and gooseneck trailers, irrigation equipment, engines and pipe, fuel tanks, fertilizer equipment, shop equipment and tools, RVs, campers, ATVs, UTVs, boats and mowers, livestock equipment and related items. Complete listing with pictures and online bidding at scottauction.com or call 620-276-8282. Another Scott Auction. There is a reason.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville Planning Commission will hold a public hearing this evening and is expected to take up the matter of locating intermodal containers within city limits and extraterritorial zoning areas. A moratorium on placement of the units was discussed by council, who suggested review of the code allowing container units with certain restrictions as to placement, finish, and etc. Notice of the meeting has been mailed to affected property owners, and zoning regulations and maps are available at City Hall. An earlier recommendation of the Planning Commission to reject the proposal was sent back to committee for review. Public comment welcome this evening at 7 at Marysville City Hall. Blue Rapids Technologies advises customers that a recent email outlining a new email platform is a phishing scam and should be disregarded. If you have questions or have clicked on the link which was provided, please contact Blue Valley to assure that your account is safe. Their number is 877-876-1228. A grain marketing workshop is planned in Marysville Monday, February 13th, 9:30 till 2:30 at the Wagon Wheel, and will feature speakers including Mark Nelson with Kansas Farm Bureau and Dr. Dan O'Brien with K-State Research and Extension. Advance reservation is requested. Contact the Marshall County Extension Office. Over two dozen individuals spoke during a two-hour special board meeting Saturday of the Prairie Hills USD 113 School District at the Wetmore Attendance Center regarding a resolution to close that facility. Community members included current and former students and parents, among others, who noted the impact of a school for generations and cited academic achievements. Declining enrollment and budgetary considerations have been listed as primary reasons for potential closure, as well as staffing challenges. Financials have been challenged, and it was asked that a neutral third party should review the numbers. Cost of education per student is just over $13,000, highest in the district, with 125 students currently enrolled K through 12, a decline of 29 over the past 5 years, and 51 students down from 10 years ago. Some classes have five or fewer students. The board did not comment at the hearing Saturday and could make a decision as early as next Monday's meeting. Marshall County Partnership for Growth has interviewed candidates for executive director to replace Ellen Barber, who left the post first of the year. Officers for the Partnership for Growth are President Wayne Cruzy, Vice President Melody Tomer, Treasurer Frank Shoemaker, Secretary Crystal Porter. Jeff Keating is a new board member. Other board members include John Smith, Ron Peschel, Nick Stoll, Ken Kiekhafer, and Jeff Bartles. Marysville Chamber and Main Street Saturday evening recognized CJ Express and Kramer Oil as Business of the Year, citing operations, promotion, and positive impact on the community. The Marysville Advocate received the Main Street Cornerstone Award, noting significant contributions in developing the Main Street economy. And Backroad Bicycles was selected by business members as a community leader and example of excellence. Outgoing board members were recognized. They are Adam Turner, Kurt Olson, Aaron Westbrook, Debbie Price, and Wade Maddox. Incoming board members were introduced: Rory Clark, Renee Hoffman, Laura Hernandez, and Ollie Argo. Other current board members include Rachel Fry, President, Liz Warren, Vice President, Sammy Krause, Secretary, Jim Hull, Treasurer, Sarah Kessinger, past president, thus Rob Peschel and Mandy Becker. Ron Wilson with the Huck Boyd Institute for Rural Development was guest speaker and will share comments this weekend as our public affairs guest, airing Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY.
The people that I appreciate the most are the ones that are committed to their community, that would say, you know, what's good for my community is good for business and vice versa, that they'll invest locally and not just for the bottom line, but for the good of the community and the good of their people. And those are special, and those are typically your homegrown entrepreneurs that are really committed to their community and their people, and that makes Kansas special.
Kenneth W. Ken Cruzy, age 85, of Marysville, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 3 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday, 6:30 until 8. At the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Ken Cruzy. John A. Neatfelt, age 89, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial of the church cemetery. Rosary Sunday at 2 at the church. Visitation Saturday, 10 to 5. Sunday, 9 to noon at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for John Neatfelt.
3, 2, 1.
Did the new year bring new devices in your home? You might want to increase your internet speed. If you up your speed this month, you get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months to kick off 2023. New Blue Valley internet customers also get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. Visit bluevalley.net/2023.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Evangelical United Church of Christ in Marysville Soup Day is Thursday, February 10th, serving 11 to 7, with German cabbage soup, ham and beans with cornbread, chili, chicken noodle, and vegetable soup. Dessert with homemade pies and cakes available throughout the day, sandwiches as well. Take out and delivery. Order online or call the church 562-2947. Evangelical United Church of Christ Soup Day, Thursday, 11 to 7, 205 South 10th in Marysville.
Come test your knowledge at the Marshall County Arts Cooperative Get Smart with the Arts Trivia Night. The evening kicks off 7 p.m. Saturday, February 11th at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville. Join in a night of fun and interesting trivia along with good company. Popcorn bar will be available as drinks are BYOB. $200 per team of six. Registration and more information can be found at marshallcountyarts.org. Try your trivia at Get Smart with the Arts Night, February 11th, presented by the Marshall County Arts Cooperative.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying partly sunny today with a slight chance for some rain showers, and our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Northwest winds still breezy, 10 to 20, and gusting as high as 30. Staying a bit cooler overnight tonight, a slight chance for some rain and snow flurries, staying cloudy with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. North winds still between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Staying calmer throughout Friday, some sunshine with our highs in the lower 40s and clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Warmer on Saturday, some sunshine with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s and clear skies over Saturday night with our lows in the upper 20s and mid 30s. Still staying sunny on Sunday with our highs in the mid-40s and mid-50s, and partly cloudy over Sunday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Still staying nice as we head into Monday, some sunshine with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s, partly cloudy Monday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early February, 43, record high on this date, 75, the average low 21 and the record low 17 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:26. Sunset this evening at 5:57.
One of the most useful skills to learn in the kitchen is how to improvise. We will share a few examples of ingredient substitution today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, February 9th, the 40th day of the year. Singer-songwriter Carole King has a birthday, and on this night in 1964, the Beatles made their American television debut on The Ed Sullivan Show. Ever begin making a recipe only to find that you're missing an ingredient? Here's a few safe substitutions that'll save you a trip to the store. Plain yogurt is a suitable stand-in for sour cream. Does your recipe call for currants? Raisins or chopped dates will also work. Out of honey, make do with some molasses or corn syrup with added sugar. If your stir fry calls for bamboo shoots, improvise with sliced asparagus. Cottage cheese can be swapped out for ricotta. And if you're short of shallots, red or Spanish onions are decent backups. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and find our chart of ingredients online at almanac.com.
Valentine's Day is all about love, but not just romantic love. It's the perfect opportunity to shower your family, friends, and children with sweet notes and gifts to remind them of just how much they mean to you. And Reflections is here to help. From funny and sentimental cards to delicious gourmet chocolates and candies, adorable Valentine's Day plush, and more, you're guaranteed to find something they'll love. Make Reflections Hallmark your Valentine's Day shopping destination, located at 901 Broadway in downtown Marysville, Kansas.
Be the envy of every tailgate this Sunday with your choice of local meats. Pork, chicken, and beef from everyone's favorite, Tony's Meat Market in Marysville. Chicken wings fresh and ready to go, $2.99 per pound, and two-pack pork butts on sale at $1.99 per pound. Always fresh, never frozen. Eat great and celebrate this Super Bowl Sunday from Tony's Meat Market in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier with the big game just days away, and many Kansas City Chiefs fans gearing up for the big weekend. One NFL player is looking to bring some of the Chiefs fans out to Arizona for the big game. WIBW reports that the wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster of the Kansas City Chiefs says he wants to send two lucky fans to the action through his Juju Foundation that's teamed up with the charitable platform at Causeo to host an online fundraiser. WIBW reports that fans can purchase a $10 ticket to enter the drawing that will send the winner and their guests to Phoenix for two nights. That would include airfare, hotel, and two low-level tickets to Super Bowl 57 at State Farm Stadium. The runner-up for the drawing as well will also receive an autographed Juju Smith-Schuster jersey. Those that wish to sign up can go to the website at Causeo, Causeo.com/Juju, and you have until 7 p.m. on Thursday for your chance to win. Proceeds for the campaign will be supporting the Juju Foundation that focuses on youth initiatives and other local projects. Good American Network Sports.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty Eck Ford is the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for, online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all, our finance team will help you with the best finance options available to you. Need your car serviced? Rusty Eck Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Do not trust your collision repairs to just any body shop. Our certified professionals can have it done quickly and accurately. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership. 2 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
The Associated Press's college basketball poll has been updated for the top 25 teams as we get closer to the end of the regular season, as the Kansas Jayhawks have moved slightly up higher in the poll, with the Kansas State Wildcats slipping a little bit further down. Hank News reports that according to the latest poll, the Kansas Jayhawks have moved up to the number 9 slot with their 19-5 overall record. The Kansas State Wildcats have officially dropped below the Jayhawks down to the number 12 slot, also at 19-5. The top 10 on the poll include Purdue sitting at number 1, Houston at number 2, followed by Alabama, Arizona, the Texas Longhorns, Tennessee, UCLA, Virginia, Kansas at number 9, and Marquette at number 10. In the Big 12 Conference, both the Jayhawks and the Wildcats have slipped slightly as well, with the Texas Longhorns sitting number 1, followed by the Iowa State Cyclones. 3 is tied with the Kansas State Wildcats and the Jayhawks, followed by Baylor, TCU, and Oklahoma State. The Texas Tech Red Raiders are at the bottom of the Big 12 right now, sitting 1-9 in conference play, overall at 12-11.
Hanover tips off at Thayer Central in Thursday night basketball. Friday feature games, Marysville at Clay Center, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Washington County at Axta, live on FM 95.5, Friday.
For Valentine's, Owens Originals has flowers, candy, green and blooming plants, balloons, stuffed animals, and Washington clay pottery. You're sure to find something unique and affordable for all of your Valentines at Owens Originals, and they'll deliver. Just call or stop by for details. Owens Originals Florist on the Square in Washington.
Despite their small size, the Easy Care Haworthia succulents add delicate beauty to the indoor garden. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. These succulents grow about 3 to 5 inches in size. Most varieties form a rosette of leaves that are highlighted with bands of white or shades of green, reds, or brown. Plant them in a cacti and succulent potting mix and water thoroughly when the planting mix is almost dry. Haworthias generally prefer warmer temperatures in summer and like it a bit cooler in winter. They tolerate lower light conditions than most other succulents and perform best in an east or west-facing window. Display a collection of these succulents in a shallow dish garden. Or plant individual specimens in small, unique containers like teacups or cocktail glasses. Adding drainage holes will help you avoid overwatering and increase your success. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
We may remember that President Abraham Lincoln's birthday is February 12th, but we often forget the important role of his parents long after his birth. Today we journey to Lincoln's final homestead and farm, a place where a mother bid her son farewell. It's this edition of The American Countryside. This is Andrew McCray, host of The American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends for grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Matthew Middlestead shares the larger story surrounding President Abraham Lincoln.
We look at Abraham Lincoln and think of him as a singular individual, Abraham Lincoln rising from obscurity to the presidency, and we don't think about the extended family that's still around him.
The story is told at the Lincoln Log Cabin State Historic Site. Middlestead says it was important for Lincoln to check on his father and stepmother as they grew older. He feared his stepbrother, John, would put his parents' livelihood in jeopardy.
One of the things he does is purchase 40 acres of the family farm here so that no matter what else, that 40 acres could never be lost to creditors or anything else. His stepbrother was involved in a number of sort of shady deals, and Lincoln comes to the rescue several times.
His father, Thomas, died in 1851. In early 1861, on his way east to be inaugurated president, he stopped to see his stepmother and the family farm for the final time.
Throughout the war years, he continued to send money for the care of his stepmother. And unfortunately, like a lot of families, there's bickering that goes on. different family members say that others are keeping all the money and not providing for the care of Sarah Lincoln. And so it's rather unfortunate that he has these family issues to deal with in the midst of the Civil War.
His mother never saw her son during his term in office.
When the news comes from Charleston telling her about Abraham's assassination, she says, you know, I knew something would happen to him, and I knew that he would never be able to come home again.
Sarah died in 1869. The farm and cabin are today a state historic site. Traveling the countryside near Charleston, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCray.
Nothing makes a girl happier than chocolate, and Elsie Grace's in Frankfort has chocolate. Chocolate fudge recipes that are sure to please anyone, by the piece or by the pound, put together your Valentine's favorites. And of course, there's many other gift ideas you can choose from as well at Elsie Grace's in Frankfort.
When you're feeling blue, head out to the garden for some relief. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. St. John's wort is a pretty perennial that might help you feel better as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Centuries ago, Europeans grew St. John's wort and used it to treat melancholy. Today, the plant is still used as a natural remedy for mild depression. Mark Blumenthal is the founder of the American Botanical Council. He says St. John's wort is a perennial that's easy to grow in the garden. It blooms in early to late spring, depending on where you live, and the flowers have their own healing qualities.
If you take the little yellow flowers and squeeze them, a little red liquid exudes. Herbalists for centuries have taken that red liquid and made salves and balms and ointments and creams out of it because it has a skin-soothing, healing effect on chapped, dry skin, cuts, bruises, etc.
You can also cut St. John's wort leaves and steep them to make a tea. The plant's medicinal qualities are at their best from first bloom until midsummer. Blumenthal says if you've been taking over-the-counter St. John's wort and having good results, you might not get the same from your own plants.
People could get some kind of antidepressant or mood-elevating benefit from a simple home-brewed remedy. The problem there is you don't always know, and if somebody really has depression, especially mild to moderate depression, they're probably better off taking something that would be reliable from one dose to the next, from one week to the next, instead of just relying on something from the garden, which may or may not give them the long-term benefits that they have come to expect.
While we might gain health benefits from St. John's wort, it's a noxious plant in some rangeland areas. It grows abundantly on the range and can make livestock sick if they ingest it in large amounts. So keep it confined to your garden. Find more tips for growing St. John's wort at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Thank you.
Did you know that scientists estimate if you live to 70 years old, your heart will beat about 2.5 billion times? That's a lot of heartbeats. Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. We tend to measure our days by minutes and hours, but what if you think of your heart as your personal clock? You'd measure your life in heartbeats, not hours, days, or years. So, how are you going to use your heartbeats? The best and most fulfilling way to use them is to live your true calling, a life that reflects your faith and your values. God has given you unique gifts to offer this world, whether it's your talents or your treasure. It's just a matter of figuring out what God is calling you to do with them, and then spending your heartbeats doing it. Put your hand over your heart and feel that beating in your chest. You're here for a reason. And when you're being a wise steward of your gifts, you'll find you're living a life of contentment, confidence, and generosity.
An aftermarket kit to automate Kubota M5 midsize tractors. Today on Farm to Fork.
Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade your planter or sprayer with the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce downforce control and SureSpeed high-accuracy planting systems to right spot individual nozzle control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has got you covered for all your upcoming field work. Upgrade your equipment with the latest technology from Ag Leader and reap the benefits this spring. You do it all, so should your technology. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer to get yours today.
Uncomplicate the buying of crop protection products and save money in the process with FarmTrade.com. Their Name Your Price model has been helping farmers since 1998. It's simple, it's fast, it's reliable, and you'll like keeping more of your hard-earned dollars in your own pocket. And all trades are protected by FarmTrade.com's escrow service. Get details now at FarmTrade.com. Sabanto, a company based in Itasca, Illinois, has introduced a kit for automated operation of Kubota M5 tractors. The company's Kyle Dooley says automation addresses some key concerns for farmers.
One is the ever-increasing scarcity of available and skilled labor in rural areas, especially not only that, but in farming in general. Also, once you start exploring machinery without people, you start to maybe think a little bit more creatively about how the current machinery paradigm might shift.
By automating tractor operation, Dooley says possibilities open up.
We see ourselves as more of an enabling kind of platform. It's the what are you not doing because you don't have the extra hands or you don't have the time yourself to do it.
Then, says Dooley, there's the safety angle.
By using autonomy and removing that proximity of the humans to the working machinery, we think and hope and are excited for the positive impact that we're going to have on farm safety with this technology coming to market.
Sabanto is putting together a dealer network and expects to offer kits for additional tractor models yet this year. Learn more at sabantoag.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
How about a great job that you can rely on with a stable company offering great benefits? Be a part of a diversified company manufacturing essential products, trailers, tillage equipment, and forklifts. Landall is hiring for assemblers, welders, and painters at the Marysville, Waterville, and Beloit locations. Again, offering stable employment, excellent wages and benefit package, and growth opportunities. $500 to $1,000 hiring bonus. Apply online today at Landall.com or phone 562-5381 to learn more.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Senator Chuck Grassley is renewing his fight for farm bill payment limits, a fight he lost in 2015 and again in 2018 in the farm bill. Grassley insists the present farm safety net is broken.
More than 70% of the subsidies from Title I programs go to the largest 10% of the farmers.
Now, Senator Grassley has renewed his push.
At the hearing, I'll discuss a recent Government Accountability Office report that found that the Department of Agriculture didn't routinely review FSA operations to ensure payments are only going to those who are, quote-unquote, actively engaged.
not simply entities set up by relatives or others to enrich themselves. Grassley says it's all about protecting taxpayers and the nation's food supply.
Monitoring this data is vital to protecting taxpayers' dollars and preserving the nation's farm safety net. In the upcoming farm bill, Congress also needs to get serious about spending. That means closing the spigot of taxpayers' subsidies to our nation's wealthiest farmers. That's where payment limitations come in.
Now, Grassley hasn't decided yet if he'll again propose a $250,000 payment cap per married farming couple or some other figure, but argues current loopholes must end. In other news, USDA's Economic Research Service released the February farm income forecast on Tuesday. Net farm income, a broad measure of profits, is forecast at $136.9 billion this year. Now, that's down $25.9 billion or 15.9% relative to last year.
The Good America Egg Network, I'm Andy Hoosier, along with many government employees, including teachers, police officers, and otherwise, needing to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19 by federal mandate. The big question now is the list of 4-H volunteers across many states in the Mid-America region. Washington lawmakers connected with farming communities worry that the mandate may hurt the program and discourage people from volunteering with 4-H. State Senator Mark Schlechel.
4-H program is something incredibly valuable for our youth in all 39 counties. And to punish them for volunteering sometimes maybe once or twice a year is just too much government.
He says he's worried about extending the mandates to 4-H clubs that may result in volunteers walking away from the program for children.
4-H leaders have to be screened, background checked, and trained. They're hard to recruit and retain. They're good-hearted people. They use common sense. They're leaders in our communities. What are we going to do? Have the county agent show up at the 4-H club meeting and check the vaccination status?
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
A student competition called Envirothon is building leadership skills and improving our environment and natural resources on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Sustainability meet profitability. When it comes to sustainable farming practices that unlock new value for farmers, you want to go with a proven, trusted partner. Truterra sustainability programs meet farmers where they are, field by field. Bottom line, your conservation management practices could be worth more with Truterra. So level up your soil health and your operations profit potential. Contact your Truterra retailer or visit truterraag.com/enroll today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Competitions and science competitions in our schools. An event called the Envirothon is a hands-on environmental and natural resources problem-solving competition for high school students in the United States, Canada, and China. The competition tests teams of students on five core subjects: aquatic ecology, forestry, soils and land use, wildlife, and an annually changing topic that focuses on current environmental issues. Steve Robinson is the chairman of the National Conservation Foundation, which coordinates the competition. He says the Envirothon was started 40 years ago.
55,000 students start the process during the year, and ultimately, one from every state ends up at our international competition. It's amazing to us how many Envirothon alumni are out there doing the work that we like to see being done. 55,000 students over 40 years, that's a lot of folks.
Students who make it to the national level create an oral presentation on the current environmental issue.
Maybe an urban interface with ag, and they have to put together a 20-minute presentation to the judges about how this would affect ag, how ag would affect urban, all the infrastructure, everything it would take to do this, and they'd have to do it without electronics. I mean, they have to just sit down and think through it. But it's really amazing what some of these kids come up with, and everyone's different.
Winning teams receive prizes and scholarships. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about the Envirothon at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, you know, we had some overnight trading that was really laid back, really quiet overnight. And a lot of it has to do with the Wozni report that came out yesterday that really didn't have any influence on the market whatsoever. A little bit here and there, but for the most part, really not a lot. We're still looking at the numbers coming out of Brazil and Argentina when it comes to the harvest numbers. And, of course, they've got rain coming up in South America. That's going to affect some numbers as well. But right now, here's what we're looking at currently. Corn for March, down 6.5 at 672. May corn down 5.5 at 670.75. Kansas City wheat for March 878.75. That's down 17.25. May wheat, Kansas City 867.75. That's down 15.75. March oats at 380.25. That's down 6.25. May oats down 8.5 at 369.75. March soybeans right now looking like this, 1519.75, and that's flat. Soybeans for May, 1511.75, that's down 2. March cotton, 85.64 is your current price. That's up 28 cents. Cotton for May, 86.25, and that's up 5 cents. Live cattle for February, 160.70, and that's down 7.5 cents. Live cattle for April, 163.5, that's down 27.5 cents. Feeder cattle for March, 186.60. And that's up 22.5 cents. Feeder cattle for April, 190.60. And that's down 7.5 cents. Crude oil for March, down 62 cents a barrel at 77.85. And Wall Street, the Dow down 77, S&P down 5, NASDAQ down 5. Let's look at your market information.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty Eck Ford is the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all, our finance team will help you with the best finance options available to you. Need your car serviced? Rusty Eck Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Do not trust your collision repairs to just any body shop. Our certified professionals can have it done quickly and accurately. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 2 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Rain, sleet, snow, oh my! Winter is here, and it's important to know the difference between winter weather types. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. Chip Redman, K-State meteorologist, gives insight to the different winter weather types.
the entire profile from the surface to the cloud, and maybe the cloud might be freezing, but when that precipitation falls, it accumulates droplets or ice. It gets heavy enough to fall. Gravity pulls it down through this thick layer of warm air. So it melts it into a raindrop. But when we start changing the profile, so let's introduce just a very, very thin layer of at or sub 32 degrees at the surface. So the surface is freezing, but the air just above it is warmer and all the way up to that cloud base. So that precipitation falls, melts to that warm layer, and then hits that cold layer, but doesn't have time to refreeze. So what happens is that ground is frozen then, and as that rain hits that ground, it actually freezes on contact. That's freezing rain.
Redmond explains the transition from rain to sleet and sleet to snow.
If it's any thicker and we start to get a deeper cold layer at the surface with warm air still above it, then that precipitation will refreeze in that cold layer and will typically fall asleep. So it'll freeze into these little balls and they'll be clear. We see sleet a lot of times when freezing rain is forecasted because it's just so hard to forecast that thin layer of cold air. And you need to have the surface at freezing. If the ground's too warm or anything like that, it's hard to get freezing rain. Sleet will typically greatly reduce snow totals if snow's forecasted. So we have that cold layer. We can build that cold layer even deeper. We can have a small, thin area of warm air still that could potentially not even allow that precipitation to melt completely. Once we have that whole profile as cold below 32 degrees, we see snow.
He continues by describing the impact that comes with rain and snow.
Snow is really important because it slowly melts, gives that moisture a chance to soak into the ground. Whereas if we get rain in the wintertime, if it falls too heavy, it'll run off. It won't get absorbed because that ground could be frozen and not allow moisture into it. So it definitely doesn't help. We may see erosion issues as a result. So when we look at long-term benefits, snow is more helpful just because it soaks into the ground. Now, the amount of snow varies greatly and how much moisture it has in it. We can see snow ratios as much as 20 inches of snow is equal to 1 inch of moisture. When it starts to melt, it compacts, becomes ice, and it's going to stick around a lot longer. We see different snowflakes. When they're wet and the temperatures are warmer, we see those big, giant snowflakes. But if you look at one individual flake, they're perfectly shaped. So we get different snowflakes, and that's why we see different compaction.
That's K-State meteorologist Chip Redmond with insights on the different winter weather types. Once again, I'm Katie Figge, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Thank you.
Join us as we step back in time Sunday afternoons with the Neon Beat. This is your host, John Christopher, and I invite you to listen in as we share all of the great songs from the past, from the big bands to swing, early classics, and even some more recent favorites. You're sure to appreciate the variety and the memories. Tune in Sunday afternoons, 1 to 6 p.m., live on KNDY, AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska's home for the legends of country. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231AX Marysville.